Hi everybody, with to continue with Tikkuni HaZohar. And I'm just, as you know, when we study Tikkuni HaZohar, I'm jumping from two different commentary, one of them called Matok Midvash, which is a collection of sages. One of them is the Gaon Mivilna, the genius from Vilna, Rabbi Eliyahu Gaon Mivilna, and the other one is Ma'alot HaSulam from Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. So, we just finished the section that talk about ta'amim, nekudot, otiyot, tagin, the ta'amim is basically the whole idea of how you read in the Torah the word. So it say in Tikkuni HaZohar from Matok Midvash, ta'amim v'nun ma'in b'karvah, shesh b'ayim sod adin v'atzimtzum. What is that ta'am? What does it mean, ta'am? What does that mean? It's coming from sod adin v'atzimtzum. From the judgment, tzimtzum and contraction. Because the Hebrew letters, as much as it's written there, even if we understand what we're reading there, without the ta'amim, without the nekudot, it will not go anywhere. It will be capable of being translated, the words, as we wish. Or we can say it in any melody that you wish without it. Yesh tam ma'arich hakriya. There is one tam, one musical Kabbalistic sound. You know, you can call it as lagerish, or ma'arich parcha, or atnachta, or sof pasuk. All of it is telling you if you're going to read it long or short. Ki yesh tam ma'arich hakriya, v'yesh tam shemekatzer. V'yesh tam pasik, lafsik hakriya. So you have different tamim to tell you how to use the words that appear. ואומר שאפילו הרפא ודגוש שאינם לא טעמים ולא נקודות אפילו אחי הם סוד דין ורחמים. Even רפא ודגוש, even when you emphasize a certain word, or you not emphasize at all, this is also judgment and mercy. How can that be judgment of mercy? זה שנאמר רפא יהיו לאלה מן הדבון, שבהם הקודמים נוגעים לעשות על עוד שהיא רפא, סימן קו, ברחוב, ברוחב. In the old days, when they used to read a certain word and not emphasize it, they used to make a certain line above the letters. They don't do it anymore. It's to show you that there is a sign there. בעלי תמר דבות על ראשי החיה. And that's what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, and there is something above the face of the animal. What is Ezekiel meant by that? Rakia, dainu ke'en kav baruchav. It was just a line above the letter to tell you how to read that words. So from here we learn, everything else beside the word itself is tzimtzumim v'dinim. Restriction or contraction and judgment. Ke'en ha'kerach ha'nora, natu al rashi'em milemala. As Ezekiel said, like the ice above their head, ומפרש נטוי דאי הוא רפא, שעקן קו נטוי לראש עוד רפא. So whenever you have a word which is רפא, רפא mean loose, little translation, דגש mean to emphasize. So whenever you have a רפא, you have loose, you put a line above that, you don't do it anymore. נטוי לראשי חיון, נינון הוויה דלת אדוון ודאי. רוצה לומר דאחריות הם דלת אותיות הוויה. What is the animal that Ezekiel talking about? This is the יוד כבפקד, the touch of gametan. Avaya. And that line that make you not emphasize that, it looked like one line similar to the letter Vav. Dagesh, but so this is more rachamim. So rafe meaning rachamim, meaning mercy. When you want to connect to judgment, you put that within the letter, matgish, you put the dagesh. Dagesh. So when it is, you have a dot inside the letter, שדעם הדגש בורא על חוזק ודין. That means להדגיש. להדגיש means to emphasize. That means judgment and power. רפא מלבר ככוונת דע, יוד כבפקה. If you see יוד כבפקה, only with line like this above the letter, טעם רפא בורא על רחמים. It show mercy. So when you see the dot within the letters, is judgment. When you see line above the letter, is mercy. They are like controlling the letters, how they're going to go, fast, slow, high, low. Okay? Ki meteg hu al gav asus ketam rafe. Because the meteg is like above the horse, like when we're getting the horse, is rafe, more soft. Resen, the resen is what you put inside the mouth of the horse. Those of you who ride a horse, you have those metal thing that you put in between their teeth, called resen. Resen hu betoch peh asus ketam hadagesh. So the resen is like what you put inside the letter to show you that there is judgment there, so when you want to stop the horse, right? Ve'otiyot kesus la'rochev kanal. And I said before, the letters are similar, like a horse. U'bal k'dev achot shem ha'otiyot, for that reason it say that the animals that are letters, ratzo v'ashov b'fresh ratzo b'dagesh, shot b'dagesh nechtevet im ha'ot shelefaneh. Because what does it mean, dagesh? What mean to emphasize? That the letter that F dagesh is will be swallowed with the letter before that. V'shuv berafe. In rafe, v'shuv berafe, sh'od rafe nimshechet im ha'ot shelacharya. But if it's rafe, if it's not emphasized, then the letter itself will be swallowed by the letter after that. That's from Rabbi Gaon Mivilna. Now, we're in Tikkun 6. Tikkuna Shtita'a. What we call Kena Tzipor. We studied a long time ago, but it's from a different point of view. I will read first the Aramaic, as there is a lot of power in that. Bereshit. Kam Rabbi Shimon, ve'amar le'Eliyahu, Eliyahu, ve'omaa alach b'malchut Kadisha, di nefila begaluta, tol, reshuta, delat azuz binan, da shkinta v'chela, natrin lach, malachi asharet, de tamar be'on, en erehelam, I think it's called Arielim, but it's a Erehalam. See this word. Erehalam. Tzarku chutza. Lebar mechalin la'it. Man de mekabel etzlotin d'Israel. Kama tziporin mitzafcifim betzlotin legabe emaon. Dienun mekananah alara. Denatrin lach. Fekulun nakrin tziporim, al shem ken tzipor. Diyu ima kadisha. Netamar ba. Ki ikare ken tzipor lefanecha. Vala atmar. Gam tzipor matza bait. Veda. בית מבראשית, אדמר בא בחוכמה, יבנה בית, ודרור כן לה, דאימה אלאה יובל. את אמר בא, וכתם דרור בארץ, בזמנת הציפור בצה בית, דיו בי מקדשה, והתבנת ותקלת מיד דרור די שכנתה להשכחת, כן לה, ללילה. נאו, מתוק מדבש. בראשית, להלן מרמה שהוא בית ראשית. Remember again, the old Tikkun HaZohar is explaining one word in the Torah, the word of Bereshit. So, Bereshit, Bet Reshit. Bet, blessing, Reshit. Kam Rabbi Shimon v'amar. Rabbi Shimon stood up and spoke, and he spoke to Eliyahu Anavi, he spoke to Elisha the prophet. Eliyahu, be'uma alach, ani mashbiacha, I make you swear, Eliyahu, and I swear in your name. Ba'malchut Kadisha. I'm swear in the holy Shekhinah. Di nefilat begaluta. That we know that the Shekhinah is falling in the galut, falling in the exile. Besod, Sukkah David anofelet. She's falling, like we read all the time, that the Sukkah of David is falling. Shekol hayom, ibi istalkut amochin. All day long the Shekhinah, on a daily basis, doesn't have the mochin, doesn't have the light that she needs. Vi achor beachor. And she's back to back. עם זער אנפין, with her husband, זער אנפין. ובלילה, היא נופלת ויורדת בראש עולם הבריאה. At night, she's falling into the head of the world of creation, עולם בריאה. וכל זה בזמן הגלות. This is all in the time of exile. משאין כן, כך, בזמן שבית המקדש היה קיים. But when the temple was built, it wasn't like that for the שכינה. תמיד היו עומדים זכר ונקבה פנים בפנים. It was great, it was יופי. לזכר ונקבה, the female and the man were face to face. בגדלות המוחין, in full capacity. ואתה, תול רשותה מהקדוש ברוך הוא. He said to Eliyahu Navi, רבי שמעון ברוך הוא, he say, take permission from the creator. דלת הזאת מן הנת שתסייע לה כמשכנה מגלותה. That you're not going to move from here until it will be help for the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is the female aspect of God, the receiving aspect of God. Because we're all waiting for you, Eliyahu Navi. It's already written that God promises that before the Shekhinah will get out, Eliyahu Navi will be involved. So it's written, say Rabbi Shimon, who is the soldier of the Shekhinah? He said the archangel, Shayu Memunim La'alot HaTfilot. Their mission of the archangel is to elevate all the prayer. Every time you pray to God, the angel filters the prayer out to elevate it to God. Almost like sacrifice. V'ata bagalut, detmar ba'on en ha'reilim tzarku chutza. But it says about the exiles, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the angels were yelling and screaming outside. ומפרש שהם צועקים לפי שהם לבר בהיכלים ששם מקום עליית התפילות, ואתה לא אין מרקל בצוות הזה, כי שאר התפילה נעלו. The reason the angels screaming every day, because they took away from them their ability to elevate the prayer of the Israelite. They want to do that. This is their job. All the angels, Michael, Gabriel, Nuriel, Raphael, and all the rest that I don't even mention, this is their job to take that prayer of Am Israel and elevate it to God. But it says, En arehelim tzaku chutza. They've been pushed away. Why? Ki sha'are tfilah ninalu. Because the gate of prayer are no longer open. They lock. It's tough. We know that today I'm giving the lecture at Yud Zayin Tammuz, 17 of Tammuz. I'm giving this lecture today, no coincidence. B'ezras Hashem, the temple will be built soon. Shekhinah will go to a place and the angel can receive our prayer and elevate it, B'ezras Hashem. So those of you who know, who ask why is my prayer not being answered, there's some delay. The gates are closed and the angel really want to do it for us, but problem. Sha'are tefillah ninalu. Sha'are tefillah ninalu. Kama tziparin em bnei Israel. How many birds, which what he called the Israelite, mitzafzefim, chirping mitzlotin with prey, mitpalelin, the Israelites are praying. But it doesn't ma'alim ma'im nukvim. And through the prey, they elevate what we call the female water, meaning energy is coming from below to above. Legabe imahon, and they push that prey to their mother. What does that mean? There is sometimes you pray for yourself, and sometimes you pray because you want the Shekhinah to make it. If you pray for the sake of the Shekhinah to make it, that's a real prey. That's a real prey. Legabei imahon leyesod de malchut. Who is their mother? Yesod de malchut. Dinu bnei Israel mekananan la rab esod. And that's why the Israelites are like using the nest of the Shekhinah to make it different. Besod ki ikare ken tzipor lefanecha. It's in the Torah. If you are walking in the way and you find a nest of birds, you're supposed to do a certain mitzvah with that. But it says, "Ki yikaren ken tzipor al ha'aretz." Then atrin lach, Eliyahu Navi. So it says, Rabbi Shimon said to Eliyahu Navi, "Ki yikaren ken tzipor lefanecha." When you, Eliyahu Navi, when you, Elisha the prophet, see the nest of the bird, ken tzipor, the nest of the birds, lefanecha, in front of you. What does that mean, in front of you? Say Rabbi Shimon, Eliyahu Navi, "Shehu yalet ha'mayim nukvim v'yiftach sharei ha'tfilot." It's up to you, Eliyahu Navi. You have to elevate all the Maim Nukvim of Am Israel, and then you're opening the gate of praise, so the prayer will go through. Please, Eliyahu Navi. V'klun neshamot Israel. This is all the soul of Am Israel. Itkaru tziporim. Atam al shem ken tzipor. Why do we call them birds? Why do we call the Israelite birds? Why do we call the chamber of the Messiah ken tzipor? Why do we talk so much about ken tzipor, the nest of the bird? Because ken tzipor is the zachar v'nekeva, is the male and the female. Shezer anpin, the male, zer anpin, yesh bo ken nehorin, has 150 light. 150 light that the male has. The nukve of zer anpin, the female aspect of zer anpin, yesh bo shin ayin nehorim, has 370 light. When you add 150 together with 370, what do we get? The 370, which is Nukva amount of light, is Kebinyan Tzipor. Now we know why they call us Tzipor, why we call us birds. The Nefer Rashi, Uri, Makadisha, Iya Malchut. The Mabaki, Kareken Tzipor Lefanecha. לפי שישראל מקננים במדור השכינה, נקראים גם כן ציפורים. So that's why they call ישראל ציפורים, because we are connected to the שכינה so much. מעלת הבר גם ציפור מצא בית, that's why it says that birds find the house. המלכות מצא לשכון בבית המקדש. What is the bite that the מלכות is looking to be dwelling on? The temple. The temple. ודע, ועל זה מרמז בית מבראשית. And that's the hint of the letter bet from Bereshit. Because if you go according to the Hebrew alphabet, it's supposed to start from Aleph. But it starts from Bet. Bet, Reshit. Shehu Rashi Tevot, Bait, Shenivna, Al Yedei Chokhmah, Anikret Reshit. Okay? What does that mean? It's not actually Rashi Tevot, to my opinion. Bait, Shenivna, Al Yedei Chokhmah, Anikret Reshit. But it's a letter. The house that was built from Chokhmah that we call Reshit. We know that Reshit Chokhmah, I mean the famous book Reshit Chokhmah, is Reshit. But the letter Bet is has to do with the Bait. Tetamar ba, Bechokhmah Ivne Bait. Besod Abba, Yesad Barta. And we already said that, that with Chokhmah, you can build a house. With wisdom, you can build a house. It doesn't mean wisdom as a wisdom. It means wisdom as related to the sphere of wisdom, Chokhmah, which is Abba. That's how you do it. Vedror kella daimaila. And freedom in her nest, that's what we talk about mother. Elai ovela nekert deror. What is the freedom? After 50 years. Menishon cherut. Ki bershota cherut shel hakol olutzi avadim lecherut. Because in the end of the 50, everybody can be free. And that depends only the Shekhinah, on our ima. For that reason, the letter Nun, Vayi bin Soharon, with the Nunim, all the Nun is 50 related to the concept of Shekhinah. The Tamar Ba, the Kratem Dror Ba'aretz, as already say, that we will call freedom in the land. Arev Dror, Ken La Ne'emar, Al Ima, Umfaret Bezmanat Zippor Matzah Baidah, Be'et Gishar Shikon B'tokho, Sha'az Et Benet Zekalat Partuf Shalem Liyot Im Zerah Pim Panim Panim. So the idea is the moment that the temple will be built, then Shekhinah will be complete, then it will be face to face with Zeran Pin, it will be peace for the rest of our life, no more chaos, no more disease, no more war, no more problem. So every time you see a problem, every time you see an issue, that means there's a female energy and a male energy that don't get along. So please, those of you who support any campaign that separates men and women, stay away from that campaign. Don't separate men and women. We are representative of the upper force. We are not the most important thing, but we are just a conduit, you say? Mm-hmm. A conduit of the above, what's going on above. מיד דרור די שכינה אלא בינה, רק כן אלא ישרות בתוך זרם פילסון מוכין גדלות. So right away, when we are doing it correctly, then it will be a unity between זרם פילסון מלכות. Now, ומיד אשר שטה אפרוכיה ומפרש אלין שיט בנינדלה אינו שיט ספירין לזרנפין. Now if you take בראשית, the word שיט mean six. Six. What is six? The six ספירות. Six ספירות of זרנפין. שהם בנים דאימא. They are the children of the mother, of בינה. Which is חסד גבורת תפרן נצח יסוד. אינו ששת ימי המעשה. Six days of the week. כנגדם הם ששת ימי החול. So, corresponding to the 6 days that God created the world, you have the 6 days, the regular 6 days, not Shabbat. כולו פרחין לגבי. All the 6 days are flying like birds toward their mother, toward בינה. לעלות אליה מים נוגבים לגרום לזהוב דה אבא ואמא. Whatever we do during the week, it's been flying and elevate to make sure to take care of בינה. בכמה חגים הם גימל רגלים. How many holidays we are doing it? Three regalim, of course, right? Pesach, Sukkot, v'Shavuot. V'zmanim, and time, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. V'yamim tovim, l'arbot chol ha-moed. When we talk about good days, we are related to chol ha-moed. Chol ha-moed of Pesach, chol ha-moed of Sukkot. V'rotze lomar, d'al yedeh, שזכר ונקבה מתקנים מימי החול, יכולים לעלות מים נוגבים, נוגבים במים טובים. How do you elevate מים נוגבים? How do you help the שכינה during the חגים, during the שבת? What do you need to do? It depends on what you did during the six days. A lot of people believe that you can become a criminal during the six days, then when you come to Shabbat, you become tzaddik. The problem, it is true physically, but you cannot elevate the Shekhinah to wherever it belongs when you are busy not taking care of the sixth day of the week, which is our children. You need to be on the sixth day of the week as the best as you can, spiritual. So when you come to Shabbat, or to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, or to Chagim, you can elevate the Shekhinah. לגרום זיווג אבא ואמא. ואיפה הורים? דינון ישראל את התא, שזכו לנשמת האצילות. The people below the Israelite, which we call them the chicks of the birds, that married to have soul coming from Atzilut, emanation, כולו פח עם אמא. All of them fly with her. אמא מלכות שעולים עם הבסוד מים נגבים לאבא ואמא. They have to fly with her, together with the מלכות, which you create מים נוגבים, energy coming from below, לאבא ואמא, the father and mother, בגלותה, גם בזמן הגלות, even in the time of the exile. יש בנו כוח לעלות מים נוגבים באבא ואמא. We have the power to elevate that מים נוגבים, to elevate that female water with father and mother. ובזמנה דינון ביצים, but if there is eggs, if you remember my explanation before, שאין להם נשמה דאצילות, what does that mean, people who are ביצים, eggs, meaning they don't have a soul of coming from אצילות, דלית לונגטפין בקודד האסה לפחה, שאין להם כנפיים לפרוח עם המלכות לעלות מים נוגבים לאבא, they cannot and will not fly together with the מלכות to elevate her לאבא ואמא. For that reason, it say, את מר בלא תיקח האם על הבנים. For that reason, it say, do not take the mother with the children, רוצה לומר עם הבנים, אלא האם לבדה. You can take the mother alone because she is the Shekhinah. But the children are not a soul from Atzilut. Because of that, you cannot, with them, make the tikkun you need to do. Levada ola lemaim nogvim, vapanim yisharim lemata. So that reason, the mother go away, and she go high, but whatever is in the nest, which is the people who have not been elevated, stay there. אי אחי, מה היא כי יקרה? כן, שפורשו במקרה. A question that the תיקוני הזוהר raise here. כי יקרה, if by coincidence you're going to meet a nest, how can you write the words like this in תיקוני הזוהר, in the Torah? הוא משווה שאין הבנים עולים, אין העולה, הרי בכל יום ויום היא צריכה לעלות מים נוגבים בישראל סבור תבונה. Is that mean that if the children not going up, she cannot go up, she has to put light every day to Israel Saba Utvuna, to remind you Israel Saba, and Tvuna, Tvuna is the lower part of Bina, Israel Saba lower part of Chokhmah. That's her job. לגרום ייחודים להוליד מוחין לזכר ונקבה, because whatever happened, Israel Saba Utvuna, the union, is going down to זכר ונקבה. הוא מתרץ. אלא בזמנה דלית להשכין דעתה לשריה, תאמן בקביעו. אם אין צדיקים, כאילו שזכו לנשמה דאצילות, if you don't have righteous people who have soul from אצילות, from the world of emanation, לעלות מים נוגבים יחד עם השכינה, to elevate enough light that come from below, מים נוגבים, יחד עם השכינה, together with the שכינה, שעמהם שורה השכינה, בקביעות, because people with the soul from אצילות, from emanation, of course, שכינה always with them. היא עזרת במקרה, אז היא הולכת לשאור במקרה על הצדיקים, כאילו של ידי מסירת נפשם, בקריאת שבוע מעלים מים נוגבים עם הלפישה. So it seems like she does it in a coincidence way that she meet the righteous people. של ידי מסירת נפשם, because when the צדיק, in the שמה ישראל, we know there is a כוונה, in שמה ישראל, also in איה, קדושה of מוסף, you're supposed to say, also in Ba Yavor, Tachnunim, or Tikkun Chatzot, Mesirat Nefesh, when you do willing to die in the four Mitot Beit Din, that's why the Shema Yisrael, one of the Kavanah is to see yourself die by fire, stoning, hanging, and sword. Because the Shema is kind of, you give yourself as a sacrifice for everything, and then God give you the soul back. That's called Alot Mayim Nukvim. That's how you elevate the Mayim Nukvim. ודאיו שאחרז, שאמרו חמד הזה, אוכל אברהם במסכת ברכות, ועמוד ב', כל הקובע המקום לתפנותו, אלוהי אברהם בעזרו. It's written, in מסכת ברכות, whoever put a place for him, for himself for to pray, the God of Abraham is with him. מה זה אומר? What does that mean? הוא רוצה לומר שהשכינה שורה עמו, it's written the שכינה go with him, בקביעות, all the time. כי כמה דלשמדים עבדים, אם הם עובדות אותה בקביעות בעלת מים נוגבים, when a person is really like a servant, is only here to elevate מים נוגבים, אחי שכינתה עם האון, the שכינה is always with him. כך שורה השכינה עם האם, the same thing, the שכינה is with him. הוא מפרש דבריו, נשמתה, דיו קבועה בצלותה או באורייתה. The soul is can be in the pray or in the study. שבעלי מים נוגבים בקביעות על ידי תפלתו ותורתו. When a person study Torah and the person care for the שכינה, every time they pray or study Torah, they elevate enough light for the שכינה. היא יותר קבוע לשריה בשכינתה. אז גם השכינה שורה בה בקביעות. The same thing, the שכינה is never gonna leave. Because the שכינה found the place where elevation is taking the place. אבל נשמתה דלית ליקבו בתצור ברתה, אבל if it's not stable, שאינה מעלה מהם נוגבים בקביעות, אלא היא הזדמנת לה במקרה, רק בשעת שכרה שמה מעלה מהם נוגבים על ידי מסרד נפש. There is two type of elevation of the שכינה, an elevation of the levels that we need to elevate. If it's קבוע, it's to study of Torah, and it's true doing the mitzvot and the pray. אם זה לא קבוע, if it's not stable, not קבוע is not stable, it's not stationary. If it's not stationary, then it's only through the Shema. So what happened? The Shekhinah jump on you, and when you do the Shema, just meditate on ארבע מיטות בידין, and through that you elevate the Shekhinah. אז אחי הוא שר יאללה במקרה רע לפי שעה, so the Shekhinah is with you just for that moment. ודאיו כי יקרה כן ציפור לפניך, דיינו במקרה. So now you understand what it mean, כי יקרה כן ציפור לפניך. What does it mean when the nest of the bird just happened to you by mistake? And not by mistake, by coincidence. But it's mean, by coincidence meaning that it doesn't stay there for a while.